interview with Annie Glenn conducted by Terry Cook, November the 20th, 1994, at 5 o'clock p.m. Okay, Mrs. Glenn, could you please give us your full name?
My name is Annie Mae Glenn.
And where were you born?
Born in Talbot County, in a little place we call Kings Mountain.
Is it like it wasn't like the hospital or anything like that?
I don't know at that time.
It's just a little area where houses were gathered at?
Yeah.
So you was born in the house?
Mm-hmm.
What was your mother's name?
My mother's name was Mittie Mae Brownfield.
And what did she do?
She was a housewife. I mean, a domestic, whatever. She did domestic work.
Domestic work. Mm-hmm. And your father?
He worked at a furniture company.
Were they married?
No.
How did this affect the people around them?
As far as I know, I don't think that it did.
Did your mother or father have any more children?
Yes.
Your mother?
My mother had three boys after me.
And what are their names?
J.C., David, and Don.
And what about your father?
Yes, he had three girls and a son.
And their names?
Emma, Brenda, Francis, and Herbert.
Did y'all grow up together?
No, we didn't.
How did y'all find out about each other?
Well, we learned about each other as we was growing up. I was told about maybe a sister.
Who told you this?
I'm thinking it was my mother. May have been my aunt.
Can you give us an example of finding one of your sisters?
This sister, Emma, she always lived around in Silicon, and I was told her this was my sister. So then one of my cousins introduced us one day. We met right up to my house and we met. And we've been ever since, and with the others. I met Francis later, and Herbert, and Brenda.
Have you always lived in Alabama?
Yes, I have.
Could you give us a little bit about your educational background?
Well, I went to Sycamore to school. And at that time, it was Robert Morton High School. I went through the seventh grade. When I came out, I was in the eighth grade. I didn't finish that.
What was your routine before you went to school and after school? What did you have to do?
Most time you had to get up and do your little morning work, get your bath, and then get your clothes on and get out and go to school. Catch the bus about a mile and a half. And then in the afternoon you came in, you put off your clothes and go out to do your night work. Get your wood and water, had to go to the spring.
Where was the spring located?
It was about a half a mile from now.
Did you go to church?
Yes.
What church do you belong to?
Palm Springs Baptist.
How long have you been a member out there?
When I was 8 years old. And I've been a member ever since.
Do you have any certain duties that you do for the church?
And well, at the present time, I am an usher there. Past, I've been the president of the usher board and treasurer of the church. I'm assistant Sunday school teacher.
Could you tell us when did you get married and at what age?
I got married when I was very young. I was very young. I guess I was about 15. year, I was 15 years old because my mother died on that same year, and I got married.
And who took care of the brothers when you got married?
Their father. My mother had a marriage.
And
was
who,
married to their father.
And who was that?
That was Mr. Aaron Greenby.
How many children did you have in this marriage?
We had three.
And their name, please?
Shirley, Bernard, and Doris.
What was your occupation when you got married?
I wasn't working.
What? How old were you when you had your first child?
I was 14 when I had my first child.
Were you living at home?
Yes.
Was your mother alive then?
Yes, she was.
She didn't give you any information about birth control or anything like that?
No, at that time. Back then, they didn't tell you even where babies came from or nothing.
Any of your girlfriends get together and discuss this issue?
No, not that I know of. I didn't have a whole lot of girlfriends at that time. After I was out of school, I was mostly at home.
What were your duties at home?
Well, to go to the spring, go to get water and wash, go to the wash place we had, which you call wash place at the branch, go to the wash place, wash, hang out clothes, do different things, cook.
What year did you get married?
I got married in 1951.
And what was your husband's occupation at this time?
He was working at Florida
and
Missouri.
And how many years did he work there?
He worked there 41 years.
So he was the sole provider for your family?
Yes, he was.
Well, what was your daily routine?
Mostly was seeing about the children, cooking, washing, ironing, cleaning, in the house, at the house, inside and outside.
Well, while your husband at work, how did you travel to get groceries or anything?
Well,
certain items.
If it was like a certain item that you needed, or we had a store that wasn't too far from where we lived, we walked to that stuff and get that. We did our shopping on Saturdays. We'd go to town after we got off from work at 12, and we would go to town and pick up our groceries and stuff. At that time, you buy what you needed in quantities.
Did you buy clothes off the rack for your family, or did you make your clothes?
No, we bought them out of the store.
How is silicon today, back then compared to today, the difference between?
Well, it's larger, somewhat larger than it was. And different things have been torn down because where there were some places that was, they used to have what you call the barn, and that was where they kept some of the farming people kept their animals and stuff. But then we don't have that in the city now. And the town has grown some from what it was. They have shopping centers in different places.
Were there like any signs stating the difference between black and white?
Yes, there were. There were places that you couldn't go in.
Such as?
Such as the, maybe the, I would call it the drugstore where they had an eating place in there. If you went in, you had to go in the back. If you went to the dentist, you go in the back door. And there were water fountains that was black, for black and for white.
How did you explain this to your children, the difference between going in the back door and the front door going into town?
Well, I didn't really just have to explain it. In that time, parents was the role model for their children. They knew what they was to do, and they knew how to do it, and they knew what they did, and their children followed that pattern as it was going. And at the time, that's the way it was. And you told your kids, if you told your kids, or you had to tell them, And they knew this. If you carried them with you, this is where you went. This is the way you went. So you, that was just, it was just like it was, you just, they just automatically did it because mama did it or daddy did it. That's what.
Did they ever ask why they had to go through the back door?
No, didn't have. I didn't have that with it. It's just, you would, if you explain to the children, if they asked a question and you explained it, they didn't just have a whole lot to say about it. But at the time, I guess it was that you would, it was just that it was there, and that, I don't know how to just explain it, but it was something that was done, and it had been going from my mother's generation on down through my generation for a certain amount of time.
How do you, what was the first chance you could vote?
I don't know just the age, but I registered maybe back in, I guess it was probably 67, somewhere in there.
Did you have trouble going to the voting booth?
No, at the time, after we was registered to vote, we had a place to go. Your debit where you went to vote.
What?
Your debit, the debit where you went to vote, or the district in which you went to vote. You go to that place and you cast your vote.
Could you also tell us about how you, first time that you worked outside the home, and how did you feel about that?
Well, as I was growing up and was at home at some time when my mother was ill or something, and she couldn't go to where she worked. She worked in the homes of white people, and she did washing and ironing there. And sometimes cleaning, and if she couldn't go, she would send me sometimes to do that ironing all day. And at that time, pay was like $2 a day or something like that.
Did you work inside their home, or you had to bring stuff back to their house?
I went to their house and ironed. At one time I went and worked in my mother's place when she was ill. At school for a few days, she worked there. And she did janitor work and was a cook. And I did that. I knew how to work, and I didn't have a problem in doing it. Just a little bit of showing, and you knew how to do it for those few days. But it was, you know, at that time you had to work, and you learned early.
How do you feel about parents teaching their kids moral values compared to from back then to now?
How do I feel about it? Do I think they should do that?
Yeah, how do you think they should?
I don't think there are some things that you just don't change a whole lot, and that is always teaching your kids how to work or what to do, and taking on responsibilities, learning how to do things, and knowing how to do it. And it will always come in handy, because you will always know if you learn how to. Just look like, first you start with chores at the house, in the home, which is like washing the dishes, sweeping the floor, making your bed, picking up after yourself, and that type of thing. I think that should always be at all times with all children, because if you're going to learn, that's when you start. That's when you're young.
Do you think you can tell us about any events that happened during this time period, local or state, in which you live in? during the 60s?
Any events, like
what was going on in the state of Alabama? Was governor?
There was not a whole lot going on, but that, as I recall, Governor Folsom, I know, was Big Jim Folsom was governor during the 60s, and I don't know just how far, and then he was, but he was the governor at the time that I recall, and who was before then, I don't really, you know, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to that at the time, but I mean, he was for a while, and I just can't just remember who was before him, but I believe after him, Wallace was the governor, and it was in the 70s.
Who was the first house you and your husband owned?
This one right here. We rented. We rented a house, which was in the project. Stayed there about 2 years. And then we moved to another house which we rented. And that was in the Odina area.
What kind of music did y'all listen to?
So back then it was what you would call the blues. And let me see, what would you call it? Such as Aretha Franklin's and all those music. Was that blues or it was rhythm?
And the dances were popular during that time?
More or less, was the jitterbug, we call it.
And how would you do that?
You had to know how to do it. It's the dance that you don't forget, I don't think. Well, it's popular now. Of course, it has it changed up some, what? But it's still there, you know. It's never, you always remember the jitterbug if you ever learn how.